after not showing up for a deposition today, the Democratic-led House Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot says it is going to move forward with criminal contempt proceedings against Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Three other Trump people, Mark Meadows, Dan Scavino, and Kash Patel, will have their depositions postponed.
And Dimitri talked about why they're leaning so heavily on Bannon with National Journal editor-in-chief Jeff Dufour.
The focus on Bannon is because he's been the most recalcitrant. So far, the committee has served 18 people overall. Patel and Meadows are said to be engaging, quote unquote, with the committee. That's their language, not mine. And their testimony has been postponed while their lawyers negotiate with the committee. Scavino seemed to have ducked the process server for days and was only served with his subpoena late last week. So the committee granted him a delay as well. The committee did get testimony yesterday from Jeff Rosen, the former acting attorney general. But Bannon has been the one who seems to be marching completely to Trump's orders. Trump is making this probably dubious privilege claim, and Bannon has said, yep, that's good enough for me. Let's let that play out in the courts. I am not going to show up.
So could this turn into quite a spectacle with Steve Bannon in handcuffs at some point, or some such show of force?
Potentially. This is somewhat, as a lot of things are in Trump world, unprecedented. That word comes up a lot, and it still does. So once the House comes back next week, the January 6th committee is going to convene on Tuesday, and it's expected they'll report out a contempt charge to the full House for a vote. If that vote passes, Speaker Pelosi will certify the report and send it along to the Department of Justice. Under the law that then compels the U.S. Attorney for D.C., to bring it in front of a grand jury. But that is really only the start of the process. The department has a lot of leeway in terms of how it proceeds. There's expected to be, of course, many, many appeals on this. But criminal contempt, as opposed to civil contempt, which they usually opt for, criminal contempt is pretty unusual, and it does carry a fine and between 1 month and a year in prison. So it's not insignificant.
Part of the backdrop of all this is that the committee does not have unlimited time. There are politics involved, obviously. The midterms are coming up perhaps quicker than a lot of people anticipate. So they just really can't let Bannon or anybody else hold out for weeks and weeks and then months. They've got to get moving here.
Absolutely. This does seem to be part of Trump's career-long strategy of running out the clock and using delay tactics in the courtroom in hopes that his situation improves. It's probably not lost on Trump and his lawyers that Bannon and others were hit with contempt charges last year by Congress, but because Trump himself controlled the Department of Justice, nothing ever came of it. They just sat on the charges. Turn that on its head. If he can delay a little more than a year and Republicans take over Congress, then this probably goes away. The whole committee, in fact, may go away. Bannon, of course, and Trump, by extension, clearly wants this to be litigated and appealed. Bannon's claim is probably the flimsiest of all four. He hadn't even worked in the White House for years as of January 6th. At least the other targets of the subpoenas were White House employees at the time. And typically when a past White House wants to invoke some sort of privilege claim, they get the current White House to back them up on that and do it. That absolutely did not happen in this case. The Biden White House said, no, thank you. We're not going to be part of this. You're on your own. We would like to see the testimony just as much as Congress would. So Trump is essentially claiming some sort of presidential privilege when he's not even president anymore. So most legal scholars say this claim is not going to hold up. But as you said, it's just a matter of how long it takes to get a sort of final ruling on that.
And that is National Journal editor-in-chief Jeff Dufour joined us via Skype.